like around middle, late 70s, it seemed like, you know, it's like, I remember walking down the street and people, like, they were so brainwashed, they were saying, cut your hair, the 60s are over. You know, it's like, what? You know, it's like, I wasn't supposed to be for truth anymore. No more justice, no more nothing, you know? And it was like, that's a different era. Okay, happened for a few years, that fad was over. Now we're back to, like, the system or something like that. And so anyway, I just wanted to say that. Let me just, for a little bit, translate. Csak meséltem erre, hogy én 72-ben lettem ilyen a háború ellenes, és akkor tudod érdekesen, hogy és akkor tüntettem ezt, és hihetetlenül, hogy a 70-es közepe vége felé már annyira így a nagy média így végülis, hogy bejelentette, hogy vége annak a korszaknak, és már csak mennyi vissza a társadalomba, és nem szabad igazság oldalán lenni már, vagy valami ilyesmi. Now it was interesting how the media could influence a whole generation and say, the 60s are over, everything's over, go back to sleep. You know, the media is so strong, but...
It's strong, but frankly, my brother, I would say it's more insidious. You see, I believe that the people are much, much stronger, but we don't know it. We don't realize the strength and the power that we actually have. And by the way, at this point in the show, I want to again say to the people in Hungary that I send them my love, I send them my strength. I want them to be critical thinkers. Don't accept this media. Be critical thinkers. Use your common sense. Research for yourself. Be critical thinkers. And also, I want to say, Mukta, to what is the person who assists you in translating? What is that person's name?
Oh, Buddy. Buddy.
Buddy. Well, tell Buddy that I hope they get well very, very soon. Okay, I like to be very personal. So I hope that they recover and get well very, very soon. They are missed.
Okay, let me translate it. Azt mondta, hogy most csak bejelenti, hogy magyaroknak azt, hogy szereti őket, legyenek erősek, gondolkozzanak kritikailag, nem csak fogadjanak el minden hülyeséget, ami a végül is a nagy duma, a nagy média mond, hogy gondolkozzanak egy kicsit, és akkor a Borira mondta, hogy remélhető, hogy hamarosan meggyógyul. Well, let's go back to these wars. The topic is wars now. It's very interesting, like, you know, everyone was saying that once the Soviet Union breaks up, America the good takes over. There won't be no more wars and there's going to be a big peace dividend. Whatever happened?
I was on another show about 2 days ago, radio show, and, you know, I pointed out the United States has virtually never been at peace. It's always been attacking and fighting somebody. And, always think about it. Really, study your history, our history, because U.S. history is a part of global history, so it's our history. I don't care if you're in Hungary, the Czech Republic, Slovak Republic, Russia, I don't care where you are. Nigeria, South Africa, it's our history, it's the people's history, okay? So what I'm saying is that wars are big business for the power elite, the global power elite, and that's what it's all about, you know, and who fights those wars? You know who fights those wars. Young people fight those wars, okay? We gotta stop. It's time for, and I may be old, but I'm still young, you dig? I'm still young because I'm young in the sense of I believe in revolutionary struggle. And by the way, I want to add a little word to the name of the psychedelic cowboys. I want to call them the psychedelic revolutionary cowboys.
Yeah. Well, maybe I got to change the name. kérdeztem, hogy végül is az úgy volt, hogy az volt a mitosz, hogy most a Szovjet Unió szétesik, és akkor Amerika jó, átveszi világot, és nem lesz már háború, nem lesz csak béke, és akkor már nem is kell fegyverezni, semmi. És akkor mondja Larry Pinkney, hogy persze, ez egy nagy hazugság volt, ez mindig egy nagy hazugság, az, hogyha nézed meg az amerikai történelmet, 237 év létezik az USA, csak 14 év volt béke a 237-ből. És végül is persze a háború az egy nagy biznisz, a nagy világ elit, a hatalmi elit, ez keresik a pénzt. Persze kiharcol a fiatalok, és mondta, hogy ő egy forradalmi küzdelembe, végül is ő mindig ebben volt. Well, I mentioned, I just added one little thing, because actually I am a historian, I'm just going to get my PhD, and 200, actually I had a show like this years ago, where I listed off 200, now we're up to 237 years of American history since 1776. America has had only 14 years of peace of 237 years. So America is definitely a war-mongering country.
Of course.
How could people forget this?
Well, people don't even know it. It's not just my brother, Muska. It's not just they forget it. They don't even know it. They don't remember it because they don't know it. And we need to understand that America is a monster. And I'm not talking about the everyday ordinary people of the United States. They are just like everyday ordinary people anywhere in the world. Okay? Perhaps a bit more brainwashed. But I'm talking about the power elite. I'm talking about the corporate-controlled power elite. They're bloodsuckers, all right? And you know, even those 14 years of peace, did you say 14 years of peace, Musa?
Yeah.
Okay, even those 14 years of peace, I can guarantee you there was no peace going on in this country, okay? And so it's either internal or external or both wars, internal, external wars going on. And, you know, it's sort of like, I don't know how many people watch Star Trek, but not that I'm pushing Star Trek by any means. I'm simply saying that there's a line, and I'm trying to remember it from the movie, where the Federation guy says, "Who are the Klingons fighting now?" Well, the question is, who is the U.S., you know, fighting now? Who are they attacking now in the name of peace and justice and liberty? This is ridiculous. I plead with the people of Hungary to wake up and understand that we are very, very, very much involved in this. We have to say no, like your song said, Mutsa. No, not only no to war, but yes to peace with justice.
Yes, peace with justice. Definitely peace with justice. I remember the protest. We used to march. Of course, I'm sure you did too. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No, let me translate though. The Star Trek, I don't think I can translate because they don't really know this one. They don't know this movie. But de végül is arra szólt az egész, hogy most a legtöbb ember nem tudja azt, hogy Amerika az állandóan háborúzott. Állandóan. És még az a 14 év is biztos volt valamilyen CIA, vagy valamilyen manipulációk valahogy, hogy meg kell érteni, hogy Amerika egy szörny. Most nem az átlag emberről beszélünk. Mint minden országban az átlag ember, az egy átlag ember. De a világ elit, azok vérszívók, és bloodsuckers, vérszívók. I gotta teach you some Hungarian.
Yeah, you do.
I will, I'll teach you.
I want to visit Hungary.
Hey, the brothers want you to come, sisters want you to come here.
I
want to
see my brothers and sisters. Hey. All right, I want to hang with them, be with them, and when I say hang with men, I'm not talking about from a rope.
Hopefully not. Na, na, akkor azt mondta, hogy végül is a filmben benne volt az, hogy ez a film nem nagyon terjedt a Magyarországon, de, de benne volt egy kis rész, hogy kérezték, hogy de lehet átfordítani, hogy az USA most kivel harcolik? A USA mindig azt mondja, hogy harcol, béke, igazság, de ez hülyeség. Mindig azt mondja, a demokráciát próbálja elterjeszteni. Yeah, America is trying to spread democracy. That's a funny.
Oh my God, stop joking. You keep joking. You should be a comedian.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. But, you know, like, you know, but thinking back now, okay, I was born in the 50s. And, of course, I remember, well, my memory goes clearly back to 61, you know. And so I remember the 60s, the whole decade, 70s and all that, 80s and all that. But now compared U.S., I mean, what was, like a lot of people might say, yeah, but the U.S. was a good country back in the 60s. Tell them about this. No. Describe America of the 60s.
Hey, I was in America of the 60s, just like I'm in America of the 21st century, 2013. I remember America of the 60s. And you know what it was? It was mythology. And it still is mythology. We need to put aside mythology and deal with truth. Do you know how many lynchings took place in America of the 60s? Thousands. And now we have judicial lynching, okay? And that's not just of black people. It's of everyday, ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, poor people, you dig? So when we talk about the 60s, the only thing in my mind that was significant about the 60s was the struggles that emanated, okay? The struggles of everyday, ordinary people that emanated. And people in Hungary, my brothers and sisters in Hungary need to understand that. That's what it's about. It's about struggle. You know, Lasima Tushindi Mbila Shaka, a Swahili saying that we shall succeed without a doubt. But you cannot succeed unless you struggle, okay? Unless you push to succeed. So Muksa, you know, we have to understand, all of us, wherever we are on Mother Earth, on this beautiful, precious Mother Earth that these corporate blood-sucking swine are trying to destroy. Wherever we are on Mother Earth, we must understand it's our obligation to stand up to fight for justice, to fight for freedom, to fight for liberation, to fight for self-determination. That's what it's all about. I know you have to translate, so I'll shut up.
No. Yeah, unfortunately, I do have to translate. well, 60-as évek, tudod, hogy a 60-as évek Amerikában, tudod, az vannak, tudod, hogy jó, de akkor jó volt Amerika. Most már nem, de akkor milyen jó volt. Sok, you know, they saw a lot of films, you know, make the 60s look good. De vissza arra, hogy meg kell tudni, hogy ezer száma akasztották föl a feketéket, ezer száma, és de egyetlen jó dolog volt a 60-as évekből, hogy rengeteg ember küzdődött, és voltak ilyen nagy lázadások. Az volt az egyetlen jó dolog, és mit más, és akkor mondta, hogy és ez végül is erről szól az egész, hogy küzdeni az igazságét, és nem engedni ezeket a végül is lehet mondani, multicégi, vérszívó disznókat, hogy tönkre tegyenek, hogy harcolni kell az igazságért. Larry, let's take a quick break again, and we'll be right back.
I'm talking about.
Sziasztok! Szágedel Cowboys Feeling Misor és a utolsó percek sajnos. Sajnos means it's too bad. We don't have a lot more time together. De a végülis a vendégünk Larry Pinkney, Amerikából Skype-on keresztül. You're there, right, Larry? Well, my song, it was like, peace without justice keeps the things the same. Yeah, you know, it's like what you were saying, you know, because a lot of people were like, that was like, well, if everything was at peace, but, you know, it's not like everybody wants, I mean, like, I'm totally into peace, but if there's no justice, then I don't want it. There ain't no peace.
There's no justice, there's no peace.
There's, go ahead. Well, you gotta come to Budapest, man. We got a lot of good brothers and sisters out here. We're waiting for you. matter of fact, did you get my email?
Which email?
I emailed you that they want you to do a conference here, through Skype. Well, anyway, take a look at it because you know we're on air, so.
Yeah. If they were our damn representatives, we wouldn't be at war, okay? They're not representing anybody but the corporation, and they talk all that long doo-doo about, you know, we want peace, we want to spread democracy. How can the United States of America spread a democracy that it doesn't even have? It does not have democracy. What it has is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is not democracy.
Well, now you're sounding like Malcolm X.
You know, actually, I don't know if I told you this, but I actually did meet and speak with Malcolm in 1961. I was very young then, but and very impressionable and listened intently.
I even used a little bit of what he was saying in one of my songs. One of these days I'll show you. It says, ain't no democracy, but only hypocrisy. I guess I better start translating here. Meg kell érteni, hogy az embereknek van a hatalom. Nem az, hogy be vagyunk így programozva, hogy a képviselőnk van. De képviselők az kit képvisel, nem minket képvisel. Hogyha Amerikában is így van, hogy Amerikában nem az embereket képviselik, hogyha azt, akkor nem lenne háború. Az emberek nem akarnak háborúzni, ez ki harcol. Tudod, nem a nagy világ elitnek a fiai, az biztos nem, de a kis embernek a gyerekei mennek a háborúba. Szóval az a dolog, hogy ez az egész, végig is mondta nagyon szépen a ló szar, én kimondom durvában, hogy ez a demokráciát próbálja hozni a világon az Amerika, az egy nagy hülyeség, dehogy is. Ez csak azért mondja, hogy a nép azt mondja, hogy jó van, akkor elmegyünk harcolni. De Amerika nem próbál demokráciát hozni sehol. So I was saying, sehol, nowhere. America is not trying to bring democracy anywhere. Yeah.
It's like, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. That's ludicrous, all right? And we need to understand that the United States of America is the United States of hypocrisy. That's what it is. And people had better wake up and wake up quickly, not only in Hungary, but all over the world. And I think people are. We need to wake people up right here in this country to understand what time it is. We used to say back in the day, in the 60s, hey, brother, hey, sister, what time is it?
And you know. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? Revolution time. Time for a revolution. Well, you know what? It is time. The revolution has only just begun. The 60s aren't dead. They're like the Carpenters had a song. Remember the Carpenters, you know, it's only just begun.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
It's only just begun.
Or what about that other, what's that other song? The revolution's here, and you know it's right.
Yeah.
We got three minutes. We got 3 minutes. Talk about Obama. What's going to happen with Obama? I read this article today, said Obama got 21 scandals. You know, got the IRS, got the Benghazi, got the watching the AP Associate Press, the ATF Fast and Furious, the making wars by himself like Libya, all this stuff. Or passing his own laws. I mean, what is Obama? I know we all know Obama is a figurehead anyway.
But the point is this: the Obamatron. I call him the Obamatron because he's a robot. He's a willing robot. You dig? And the only reason they put Obama in there is because of the color of his skin. Like that should have made any difference. It should never have made any difference. But that is a signal as to how racist the United States is. So they knew they could put this this colored charlatan in, and people would be, Obama, we love Obama. No, but they wouldn't pay attention to what Dr. King said. You judge people by the content of the character, not the color of their skin. But what Malcolm X said when he said that the bottom line is that right is right and wrong is wrong, no matter who says it or does it. So, as far as Obama, they're just using his color. They're using his pigmentation. This is what I call introverted racism on everybody. How you like that?
I love it. Well, I don't love it. I mean, but I love what you're saying. Well, actually, it was like a pacification of blacks in a way, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you know, the brothers were getting on to something, and then all of a sudden they throw in somebody who's, you know.
They throw in a fascist dog.
Okay, let me translate. Vigulisha, asma toj, vigulisha Obama, vigulisha utivya Obama toja robot. Isha, vigulisha azé rakták be hatalomra, azé, hogy, vigulisha azé, hogy fekete. És végül is ez az mutassa, hogy mennyire rasszista Amerika. És akkor én is hozzáraktam azt, hogy persze, kezdtek félbredni a feketék, hogy elég szar helyzet van, és gyorsan beraktak egy feketét. De ez a vendégünk, azért sokan lehet nem is tudják ezt, bár végül is fekete pár rúcs part, hogy ő is fekete, és ő nem szereti ezt az elnököt, aki végül is félvér fekete. Ő nem szereti, nem azért, hogy fekete vagy nem fekete, azért, hogy végül sok híres, régi, mint a Martin Luther King vagy a Malcolm X, ezek is mondták azt, hogy az igazság az igazság, a hazugság az hazugság. Nem az számít, hogy valaki fekete vagy fehér, az számít, hogy igazat mond vagy nem. Okay, I translated it. You got 1 minute. 1 minute. Well, I love you too. You know, I wanted to say this in the email, like, I love you, brother. But I just thought, you know, you don't know me that well, so maybe you would.
No, 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 no. I know you that well. We are revolutionaries. We are people's revolutionaries. And I love you, my brother. Stay strong and watch your back, all right? Because, you know, these swine are everywhere, but the people have the power. And to the people of Hungary, I want to tell you all power to the people. Stick together. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. I don't care. Stick together. Put your differences aside. Submerge them. Fight for the people collectively. That's what it's about. I am honored. I am delighted and honored to be be on your program, my brother. I love you. All power to the people.
Okay, let me just translate it and then I'll say goodbye, okay? Végül is azt mondta, hogy hú, most már kezdem elfejteni, mit is mondott, de azt mondta, hogy az a fontos, hogy a magyarok is így, hogy így maradjanak, így együtt harcoljanak, és nem számít, hogy valaki fekete, vagy fehér, vagy bármilyen kisebbség, hogy együtt kell lenni és harcolni az igazságra. És vel, persze mondtuk egy pár dolgot, hogy ő azt mondta, hogy nagyon örül, hogy ezen a mission volt, de mi is azt mondjuk, hogy ez tényleg egy, hogy nagyon köszönjük, hogy itt volt a műsorom. So, we are honored to have you here, your voice here and your presence here through this magical Skype beam through the radio waves, and we are honored to have you here. And let's keep in touch. Check out the email, and I'll write you about what's going on. And és köszönjük szépen, I gotta go. Köszönjük szépen, és két hét múlva megint itt. Szakdelkábus feeling. Sziasztok!
Önök a Civil Rádiót hallják.
Ajánljuk magunkat. Műsorajánlóink következnek.
Gospel Café. Gospel Café. Kortárs gospel zene, könnyed és időnként súlyosabb beszélgetések. Minden csütörtökön este 6-kor itt a Civil Rádióban.
FM 98.
Gospel Café. Tisztán szól.
Country, a legfrissebbek a country zene világából minden második szerdán 9 és 10 óra között itt a Civil Rádióban. A kortárs country legjava Amerikából és Kanadából egy órában nagyon sok zenével.